The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. This is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. So, did you have to say you're sorry to someone in the last few days? Maybe your mom, your dad, your brothers, sisters?
Who did you have to say sorry to?
One of my coach, because I did something wrong.
Okay, very good.
Yesterday, we were finding a vest for Girl Scouts, and I touched my mom's computer, but then I had to say sorry because she already told me to not.
Very good. Do you have anybody here? Do you have your hand up?
You be nice to one another.
Okay, but did you have to say sorry to someone that you were not nice to? Come on.
To forgive I forgot.
Okay.
I'm being kindness.
Okay, but who did you say sorry to who you were not kind to?
My cousin.
Okay, your cousin. What did you do to say you're sorry?
Because me and my other cousin, we just hit him on accident, and I had to say sorry.
Very good. She hit her in accident. Okay, how about some first graders?
My brother.
Okay, what happened?
I was mad at him and I hit him with the pillow.
Okay, so is it easy to say I'm sorry? Yes, okay. Anybody find it difficult? Raise your hand if you think it's difficult to say I'm sorry. Okay, sometimes it is very difficult, and the older you get, the more difficult it gets, right? So what does Jesus want us to do? Does he want us to say sorry to others? Very good. First graders know that. Jesus is telling us today, when Peter asked him a question, how many times should I forgive and say sorry to someone who's done something bad to me or mean to me? Jesus said, like 70 times 7. You guys can multiply 70 times 7? How much is that? No, not yet, huh? How about 7 times 7? Ask you, how about, okay.
49.
Very good. 7 times 7 is 49, and 7 times 70 is 490 times. That's a lot of times, right? Then Jesus tells us a story. He tells a story that there was this man who owed his boss a lot of money. And when the time came for him to pay the money, his boss called him and said, okay, you need to pay me the money you owe me. And the person did not have the money. So he asked his boss to give him more time and he will pay him everything. He told him, I'm sorry, I don't have the money now, but give me more time. Now, what did the boss do? Did the boss give him more time? No, yes. What should he have done? Okay, very good. He should have given him more time. But what did the boss really do? No? Let's see. What did the boss do?
He did the wrong thing.
He what?
He did the wrong thing.
He did the wrong thing? No?
He sent one to jail.
No, he didn't send him to jail.
He sent him to get killed?
Wow, no, you guys are getting more harder and harder. No, the boss told him, you don't have to pay me anything. It's okay. He forgave him. See, the person just wanted more time to pay, but the boss was so filled with love, I tell him, tell you what, don't worry about it. I forgive you what you owe me. Isn't that great? Yes. Now, that person who owed the money, he goes out and he sees a friend of his, and the friend owes him a little bit of money. So he tells his friend, I want my money. It's time for you to pay me back. Did his friend have the money? No, he too didn't have the money. So he asked him to say, I'm sorry, I don't have the money now. Give me some more time. Did his friend give him more time? Yes, no. No, he did not. See, you'd think he would give him more time, right? Because his boss gave him forgave him the whole, you know, debt. But the friend said, no, I'm not going to give you more time. And then he sent him to jail. Exactly. What? That's surprising. How can someone do like this, right? What do you think he was supposed to do?
Give him more time.
Exactly. At least give him more time. But even better, if he forgave him the little he owed him, because his boss forgave him his whole debt. And that's what Jesus is telling us sometimes what happens when we ask Jesus to forgive us. Does Jesus always forgive us? Yes. And he's telling us, if I forgive you, you can't be like that person who wouldn't forgive his friend, but we should forgive others. Okay? Because that's what Jesus does for us. So let's practice this week. Maybe there's someone you still need to say you're sorry to. Or maybe if someone says, I'm sorry to you, remember to forgive them and not just to remain angry with that person. Okay?